Com and enter the promo code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, December the 11th. State Representative Matt Long John, Democrat from Portage, held a press conference yesterday after the introduction of a proposed bill package he's calling Empower Parents and Protecting Communities, consisting of 11 bills, 11 different bills, claiming that the bills were supported by more than 260 physicians across the state who had signed a letter of his in support of his bill package. Any responsible medical professional will not just tell you that vaccines save lives, but there is no clear, reproducible, or significant evidence to say that vaccines contribute to autism. He said there were four goals to the whole package of bills, which would make sure that vaccine rates were posted at the front entrance of all schools in Michigan so that parents could be informed about vaccination rates of the students attending the school. It's not enough for state health departments to have these building level data points on a website or on a spreadsheet somewhere. We have to activate this information and make it public. He said the package would codify policy regarding non-medical waivers for parents who choose not to vaccinate their kids. However, he said a major goal was to shore up the credibility in public health after the decision by the Centers for Disease Control, as well as the Prevention Advisory Committee on Immunizations, was posted. Practices voted to change recommendations that infants not be given the hepatitis B vaccination. This was something that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Department of Health and Human Services came out on December 4th, a week ago, stating. Long John said some members had sponsored the bills and had reached out to Republicans, but he could not find one Republican to co-sponsor the package of bills. We had hoped that the common sense might prevail in some corners of the Republican caucus, and I'm deeply disappointed to say that yesterday, despite multiple conversations by multiple members of the potential co-sponsorship of the package, we were unable to achieve any Republican co-sponsors of any of the bills that I'm aware of. Well, House Health and Policy Committee Chair State Representative Kurt Vanderwall said he was not one of those people involved in the conversation about the bill package. He said the bills were referred to the House Government Ops Committee, where he also sits on that committee. I will spend some time looking at them if they're taken up in government operations. Two doctors, Dr. Heidi Jenny and Dr. Alan Wilkie, talked about vaccinations being politicized and that it was an issue from the horrors of the COVID virus that had all been lost to memory. Jenny called on State Representative Riley Linton, a Republican of Wyandotte, to sign on to the bill package because she represents the doctor. Wilkie called on the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, to bring these bills forward. Well, during a press conference with Speaker Matt Hall yesterday, he said he didn't see them moving out of government ops. When things go to government operations, are they there to pass quickly, or are they there to die? Or is this a legitimate government operations committee? Chairman Brian Begull, Republican of Perry, will be looking at the bills, but my instinct is that you're not going to see a lot of them move out of that committee, Speaker Hall said. It's a standing joke in Lansing, folks. Everybody knows government operations is the committee where bills go to die. If they, the House Speaker, if the leadership in Lansing don't want a certain bill or a certain package of bills to move, that's the committee they send them to. That's the standing joke in Lansing. Of course they're going to die. They're not going to go anywhere. Well, all that work, all that effort, creating 11 bills. Kind of interesting. At a more local level, this is kind of interesting. Addison Community School Board of Education violated its bylaws and procedures for charging and investigating a former board president prior to their decision to remove him, his attorney said. Jeffrey Haran, representing former board member Scott Williams, who resigned in the spring, told the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that its focus should be on the fairness and justice of the investigation and hearing, and whether the lower court's exercise of supplemental jurisdiction on his client's state claims was even proper. Williams, who was elected to be on the Board of Education back in November of 2020, was selected in January of 22 to serve as its president for 1-year term. In March that year, a fellow board member began to investigate Williams after he was approached by someone expressing personal concern. Well, the investigation began without board appointment. The following month, the board voted to remove Williams from the president's position, a move Williams claimed was without cause. He also alleges that he did not receive notice of any of the allegations against him before the board's meeting. Gregory Mayer, the Addison School's attorney, argued that nothing in the documents the board considered in its decision was news to Williams. Well, the lawsuit Williams filed alleges that he suffered emotional distress from the board's actions. Mr. Williams was utilizing the district's email domain for his own personal interests, Mayor told the panel. Mr. Williams was threatening the administration and staff regarding their jobs. He knew exactly why they were there and what the purpose was of the hearing. Well, the attorney for Williams argued that the board violated Robert's Rules of Order. The mayor countered that the board's policies govern the removal of officers, and the policy specifies that the officer can be removed simply by a majority vote for cause. So now this is moving on to the federal court system, U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Robert's Rules of Order, folks, and doing an investigation without following the Open Meetings Act, you potentially subject yourself to a lawsuit. So if you sit on a board, you have to be very, very, very careful. Another short story we're going to get in for today out of Lansing. Michigan Civil Service Commission elected Gail Wilson as the commission's chair and announced that the judge, William Whitbeck, who sits on the Employment Relations Board, will retire in January. Wilson is a labor law expert who was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a term ending in 2030. The vote unanimously approved her as the next chair. The position was left vacant after Nick Cimitaro announced in September he was stepping down as chair to focus on union issues. Also, it was announced that Whitbeck, a former Court of Appeals judge and mystery author, would retire in January. I'm looking forward to my retirement and possibly the writing of another book. So I know Judge Whitbeck, met him many times at many Republican state conventions. Really a cool guy. Loved his beard. So congratulations on your retirement. Good luck in writing your next book, and enjoy the retirement. One other short item I want to remind you of. We got a couple of weeks left in December. We are still collecting signatures for the AxeMyTax.org petition drive. If you haven't gotten a petition sheet yet and you would like to fill one out, it only requires 10 signatures, I would ask that you send me a text message. AX. Just text me AX. Give me also your name and mailing address, your home, your business, your office, whatever, and I will make sure that you get a petition sheet. We have county chairs in every county, and we will get a hold of the person in your county to get over to your house, business, and give you a sheet or two for you to get signatures for it. There's plenty enough time to collect the signatures, sign his circulator, and mail him into Carla Wagner. We're doing this through the end of the year. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to AxeMyTax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to AxeMyTax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a couple of text messages during the break. People just texted me Axe, included the county and their mailing address. I asked a couple of them. Got it. Thank you very much. There's 10 signatures per sheet. How many can you get for us? And then they're responding, and I'm sending out 2 sheets to one person over in the Presque County. And I have another one from Sheboygan asking for 4 sheets. Tom from Boyne City says, yes, I know I have them filled in soon as I get them. Also, I work at work, I have a few people that live in Sheboygan County. Excellent. Tom, how about if I send you 4 sheets? That would be 40 signatures. He has Sheboygan County. He has 10 for that. Okay, so 10 in Sheboygan and 30 in Emmett. Is that something you feel you could do for us? We'd greatly appreciate it. If you can, text me yes, and I'll send them out in the mail to you today. You got 2 different counties there. I know Dar Olson has some in Sheboygan County, and I know Helen has some in Petoskey, but I'll put them in the mail myself and make sure you get them right away. So thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Just fill them out and be sure to have the people sign the date they are signing the petition sheet. Do not put in their birth date. And then you have to sign as the circulator on the bottom, and then just put them in an envelope flat if you can and mail them in to the P.O. box there in Jenison to Carla Wagner. The address is right on the petition sheet. Greatly, greatly appreciate the help. We're going to run the campaign, Carla says, through the end of December. New Year's Eve, they're going to be doing a hard count, seeing if they've come up with enough signatures to turn in. If not, she said she may consider extending it through the month of January. So we'll see where this goes. So greatly appreciate you guys helping us do this. Now, one other thing that we're trying to do is raise some money to get the commercial you've been hearing on this radio station, on other radio stations across the state of Michigan. We do have a give, send, go for the media campaign. If you'd like to donate to that, text me media. As soon as you text me media, I will send you the link to it, and you can donate there as well. 10, 15, 20 bucks. We've had some people donate 100, 200, whatever they can afford. They want this on radio, and that's what we are trying to accomplish. We'll be running these ads through the month of December, and if Carla decides to extend into January, we'll do that as well. So, greatly appreciate you guys telling us that you're interested in helping, and we appreciate the support. One other thing I do want to mention today's show, I want to get this in. There is going to be county conventions in March. If you currently are a precinct delegate, if you are a precinct delegate, you can expect this mailer from your county chair sometime in the month of March. This is going to be a very, very important convention for you to attend. At that county convention, you will be asked to choose the people to go to the nominating endorsement convention in Novi on March 28th. Now, why am I giving you this far of a heads up? Because I want to make sure any of you snowbirds who are precinct delegates that you factor this into your schedule. The county conventions should take place probably the week of March 9th through the 14th. There, you will be selecting voting delegates and alternates to go to the endorsement convention. Why is that important? Because one of the things that we're looking at is making sure that the right voting delegates go to support the right candidates for both the Attorney General, Secretary of State, the judges, the universities. We want to make sure that our candidates are the ones that get the nomination, the endorsements, so that we can get them on the ballot and try to get them elected next year. So just put that in your calendar and understand that this is something that we absolutely, absolutely want your help in doing next year. So one of the things that we are looking at here is the delegations of candidates that are going from the county conventions to the nominating state convention. If you have any questions about that at all, give me a call after the show, and I'll be glad to explain it all to you. So again, if you can help us get some sheets, get some signatures for us, text me AXAX. And if you'd like to donate to the radio campaign, text me media. And we will get the information to you. Finally, I keep getting text messages. I want to let you guys know we're working on it. Podcast server is being rebuilt. We had some major issues when we had the computer issues, and we still haven't got it resolved yet. You will be able to click on the podcast link there on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and be able to click on podcast and then listen on demand anytime. But it's going to take us a couple days to get it fixed and resolved. We are working on it. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you listening.